this episode of Social Media Secrets with me, your host, Rachel Peterson, we're going to talk about five books that literally changed my life, five books that amaze me over and over and over again that I could read almost every single year, sometimes even more. Let's cue that intro and get started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so in this episode, we are going to talk about the five books that changed my life. And we are going to start with my fifth favorite and work our way down to my number one favorite book that has had a huge impact on my life. Now, I have different favorite books in different avenues of business. So if you ask me the questions about what's my favorite book, it depends on the context. Like, I have favorite books about personal development. I have favorite books related to business. I have favorite books about marketing. And so while there are a few of my favorite books that won't make this list today, these are just five books that changed my life, five of my favorites. I'm going to slip in a sixth favorite, which is one of the shortest books I've ever read, but was quite possibly one of the most impactful I've ever read. So we're going to count our way down from five and then hit you with a bonus book. So the very first book is Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. Now, I had the pleasure of connecting with Chris Voss, and we connected first and foremost over social media, and then thankfully he agreed to an interview. So I've interviewed him. He's just a wonderful human, and we stay in touch over social media ever since then. But his book was really impactful for me because I didn't really understand a lot of the, I guess, like, concepts behind negotiation and why it works, how it works. I always thought negotiation was like the person who comes in and like slams their hands on the table and is like, you get nothing, da 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 da. I always thought negotiation was like this big, crazy, like a dramatic process. I think someone's watched too many movies. But the truth of how negotiation actually works is a very powerful process. And his book empowered me in sales. It's empowered me in my ability to ask for and command the prices that I'm worth. It's been incredibly impactful on my life and in my business. And so Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss is one of my big time recommendations. Number two, or I guess number four, depending on how we're looking at it, is Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson. And I talk about this book a lot, and it's not just because he was my first mentor, but rather because Expert Secrets was the first time that I really understood why some people have these raving followings that love them and talk about them all the time, and they want to be a part of a community. This book really helped me to understand the psychology behind people and how to really build a culture that is something everyone wants to be a part of. And so it was really interesting for me because that helped me to understand a lot of the triggers behind, or more the levers behind, what creates a raving community. And so that was a very powerful book for me to read, Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson. Let's keep on going backwards down until we get to my favorite book, the one that made me cry on an airplane, The Art of War by Sun Tzu. And a lot of people correct me when I say The Art of War. They say, don't you mean The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield? And while I love that book, I actually prefer The Art of War by Sun Tzu, which is a book that talks about some like ancient Chinese strategies for war and military and how to defend yourself and how to grow and aggressively, you know, advance in the path that you've chosen. And so what I love about this book is it's actually a beautiful roadmap towards building a successful business. And so I love this book. My dad actually got me this book quite a few years ago with like the kind of like ancient binding, and I love it so much. It's one of my favorite books. I'm obsessed. It sits on my bookshelf. It will always be on my bookshelf. And I pick it up anytime that I'm feeling like I need some advice from, I guess, people who go back hundreds or even thousands of years. I really like going back to kind of old methodologies to see what strategies still work today. So that's something that I love to do. And The Art of War by Sun Tzu is one of my favorite ways to go back and feel like I'm getting a history lesson and also understanding just kind of some philosophies behind war and peace. And oh, it's just so good. My second book, second to the last book on this list is The 1 Minute Millionaire. And I have to say, this book is so unlike almost anything I've ever read. Now, this book is written by Mark Victor Hansen and Mark Hansen. And in this book, basically, there's one thing that I really loved about it. And it's that one half of the book, all of the pages, like on the left side of the pages, is going to be like your left brain, and all of the pages on your right side are going to be like your right brain. And what's neat is like one half of the story literally shares with you the logical, the science, the methodology, the, I guess, like the what backs it up, the case studies, the research, the proof. And one side of it is an emotional story and shows you kind of like everything in action. Ooh, sorry. Got something in my throat there. But it shows you everything in action with a beautiful story that's a true story of someone who ended up making $1 million in just a few minutes, or at least so it seems. It's really, really just an incredibly powerful book, and it will leave you just feeling like, wow, if that's what someone else can do who has no experience in business, like what can I do? It's so powerful. And let's get to my number one most impactful books that I've ever read, and then I'll give you guys my bonus favorite book for marketing that's really unexpected. But this book actually made me cry on an airplane as I was reading it. Like tears were streaming down my face, and I felt like nothing has ever understood me like this. Nothing has explained my life and helped me to understand kind of some of the framework of our lives quite like this. And that book is Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. Now, Elizabeth Gilbert is the popular author behind Eat, Pray, Love, which I know a lot of you guys know of from, you know, the movie that Julia Roberts was in, and it's a very popular movie, Eat, Pray, Love. But Elizabeth Gilbert's the author of the original story, and the crazy part is it's actually really her life story. And so when she wrote it, she thought that no one was going to read it or see it, and she told her story, and then it ended up becoming like a best-selling book. And it's just this phenomenal story that breaks down like why sometimes as creatives we struggle with consistently putting out content, and why sometimes it feels like, you know, we have to overcome a lot of our own doubts before we even get something out there in the world. And oh, just Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. It is amazing. I highly, highly recommend it. And of course, I shared with you guys that there would be a bonus book that I wanted to share. And this one's really, really interesting. It is called Obvious Atoms. And I read the business edition, the story of a successful businessman, new business edition. And I think this book is like 30 or 40 pages or something like that. But I literally love this book so much. I think everyone should read this book. It opened my eyes to advertising in a new way where it was just like, there's, wow, I just had no idea. This makes so much sense. And that book is by Robert Updegraff. That's Updegraff. And I highly recommend this book for anyone who wants to do any kind of advertising. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you enjoyed this episode, actually head on over to my YouTube channel. We'll link it in the show notes at rachelpeterson.com/podcast. And there you will see a link to my YouTube channel, because I'm going to be talking a little bit about some tactics, tools, strategies, the books that I like, and how I handle, I guess, growth in a big way, especially as my business continues to grow past levels that I've never experienced before. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys. Oh,